Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have your zip code?
52232.
I do. Thank you for that. You said 52232.
Yes.
And may I please have the first and last name?
Cindy Walton.
I do. Thank you for that. And for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address for me?
502 Second Street, Hartwick, Iowa.
I do. Thank you for that. Okay, and I did locate an account for the meal plan app. I show that this account has already been canceled. How may I assist you?
I had called last Thursday on this because my debit card got red flagged because they figured it was fraud. All right. I am got my bank statement. It shows on April 21st that there was a debit for the same amount that my Shazam had caught for fraud back in April for $59.89. The debit had gone through without getting caught, evidently. But I don't even know what this stuff is.
It's because a survey was taken to win the mixer, but we tell you that you are subjected to other monthly subscriptions as there's no purchase necessary. So that's why you see that that charge.
Okay, I just had one last Thursday that got blocked from my Shazam. Correct?
Yes, ma'am. It was. You weren't billed for the one in April. You were only charged for the one in, excuse me, you weren't charged for the one in May. You were only charged for the one in April.
Okay, but what is that for? Because
it's for the meal plan app. When you took the survey to win that mixer, we tell you that there's no purchase necessary as you are subjected to other monthly subscriptions. And the other monthly subscriptions is the meal plan app. So that's what you were billed for.
You have that. Was I supposed to receive something in the mail?
No, you're supposed to read it to your email. It's an app that you download that provides you with different recipe ideas if you're trying to lead a more healthier lifestyle.
No, that's not what I wanted. I didn't do that. I'm not going to pay $60 for something that I'm not going to get.
Yes, ma'am. Your account is canceled. You were in charge for the month of May, so you would have had access to that, the app for more than 30 days.
Well, the Shazam didn't catch that though.
Yes, ma'am. If you took the survey,
you're saying I'm just out. So you're saying I'm just out $60.
We can process a 25% refund back on that.
A what?
We can process a 25% refund back on that charge.
Why can't I get the whole charge back? Because I've not gotten anything on.
Because when you were billed in April, we sent you an email confirming your order and letting you know how much you were charged.
I never got any email on this. Or I would not have gone through with it.
Well, what The most, okay, I did speak with my supervisor. She said that I can process a refund, but it would be for $54.89 minus a $5 fee.
Okay, that's fine. I can deal with that.
Well, allow me one moment while I go ahead and get that processed.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, when you spoke with your financial institution, did you file a dispute with them?
You mean for my bank?
Yes, was a dispute filed when you spoke with them?
All I got was, I got a text message from Shazam saying that there was fraud suspected on my card, so they blocked my card. I called the bank. They had to red flag my card because they considered it a fraud. It was blocked. That's all they know. Shazam said it was blocked. So the $59.89 was not taken out last week on my bank account because they caught it.
I'm talking about for the charge in April. Did you file a dispute?
No, because I did not. I just got my bank statement today for the middle of April to the middle of May. And I'm going through my bank statement. I see I'm 421. There is a debit for $59.89. Shazam didn't catch that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I process that refund for the $54.89, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days.
It's going to go back to the card, which was billed.
Well, it won't go. My card is no longer in use.
You still have the same account number, so they can see that you have an incoming refund and process it to your account.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, not anymore today. I think this will take care of it. I'll look for that on my next bank statement or call my bank.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful evening.
Thanks. You too.